CBS News. Warsaw is quiet this morning. The general strike called for by some union leaders on the run has not materialized. I'm Jay Jones reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Factories are open in Poland today, but many workers have stayed home in the Warsaw area. At three big plants, however, workers are said to be staging sit-down strikes. Soldiers called out by the weekend declaration of martial law and suspension of union rights are withdrawn from central Warsaw and are guarding factories in outlying areas. A group of intellectuals has issued a statement demanding the release of all those interned, including almost the entire 107-member Solidarity Commission. The Secretary of State has left a Brussels NATO conference to join American strategy talks on Poland. Michael Landers reports.
Secretary Haig is flying back to Washington today, having cut short a tour of Europe, Asia, and the Middle East because of the Polish crisis. In a brief exchange with reporters as he left his hotel this morning, Haig said there has been no change in the Polish situation lately, and, quote, we are watching the situation very carefully. His remarks would indicate there is still no sign of any Soviet troop concentrations on Poland's borders or any sign that the Soviets are preparing to move into Poland. Haig is on record as insisting that the Polish political experiment, that is, the evolution of the Solidarity movement over the past 18 months, should be allowed to continue unimpeded. Haig has warned that any Soviet move into Poland would have very serious and long-lasting consequences for relations between the Western Allies and the communist world. Michael Landers, CBS News, Brussels.
The Russians have commented for the first time on the emergency in Poland, TASS saying that events there are an internal affair and expressing satisfaction with General Jaruzelski's statement that the alliance with the Soviet Union is the cornerstone of the Polish state. More when CBS News continues.
Little Lord Fauntleroy, the story of an American boy who becomes an English aristocrat and wins the hearts of everyone he meets.
The world should always be a little better because a man has lived.
Little Lord Fauntleroy, back again on TV, with Ricky Schroeder as Fauntleroy and Sir Alec Guinness as his grandfather, the Earl. An ITT presentation, Tuesday. Check your listings for time and station. This message sponsored by ITT.
Touched me.
Touch her with Chantilly, and suddenly nothing is the same. Perfume, spray mist, dusting powder.
He touched me. He touched me. And suddenly, nothing is the same.
This Christmas, touch her with Chantilly by Ubigon.
Liza Alexeyeva got her foreign travel passport in Moscow today and was given a week to leave the Soviet Union. The 26-year-old stepdaughter-in-law of dissident Andrei Sakharov said she's very happy to be going to the United States to join her husband. Sakharov and his wife staged a hunger strike for 17 days to win an exit visa for Alexeyeva. The new China news agency in Peking reports today that several Roman Catholics have recently been arrested in China for continuing to support the Vatican. It's apparently a confirmation of reports that a number of priests were seized in Shanghai. The Rand Corporation in Santa Monica, California, says a study of education shows that special programs for the poor, minorities, and the handicapped disrupt learning. Rand says children are pulled out of class a half dozen times a day in some cases, and teachers spend so much time with government red tape, they have little time left to teach. Senate sources say the State Department is preparing to release new evidence today that Cuba and Nicaragua are trying to foment a leftist revolution in Central America. The Hollywood Women's Press Club's Golden Apple Awards have gone to Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, co-stars of the motion picture On Golden Pond. Neither could attend. Fonda remains hospitalized with a heart condition. Hepburn is in New York, appearing in a Broadway play. More news after this.
Over. There's so much in store for you. Take a look at all the good things your telephone can do. So many styles and services designed to serve you well.
For the latest word in quality, look for Genuine Bell. The Bell Phone Center, it's for you. The Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
At holiday time, your Bell Phone Center store is the place to find a present for the future. A present people use and love long after the holidays. A genuine Bell telephone. You can give one for the fun of it, the beauty of it, or for making important calls with a single touch. There are so many Bell phones and services, you may even choose a gift certificate. Either way, it's a present for the future because it's genuine Bell.
CBS News has just learned that Israel has decided to apply the Israeli law on the Golan Heights to annex the Golan Heights. Prime Minister Begin is going to address Parliament about this decision an hour from now.